be a farm.
They say it's in one crop, just one fence around 300 acres. That would be a field?
Field, I believe, is all I would call it.
How about 2 acres?
Oh. This would be a small plot or a acreage.
Would that be a patch?
Yeah, I suppose so. I probably wouldn't call it that.
I talked to a man out in the panhandle. I asked him if there was any difference between a patch and a field, and he said, why, sure, a patch is a little bitty old place. Sure, 300-400 acres.
Yeah, a little bitty.
Then when I went out, I went past his airplane and his station wagons.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, oh, you talked to him? Well, you know, they say he doesn't want all the land out there in the panhandle, just all that that's adjacent to his property. If you were going to drive a post in the ground, say a big post, what would you use to drive it?
Sledgehammer.
How about these cast things for driving posts? Are they mauls or mallets? Or?
I wouldn't know.
Did you ever drive horses?
No.
What's the farthest you've gone in your car in one day?
Oh, gee, let's see. We went, when we went to Mexico, we probably drove, 800 miles in one day? Because we drove.
Oh, we drove farther than that.
We drove all night and all day and all day the next day.
Boy, that takes
fun. We drove all the way to California without stopping.
Well, we didn't drive. We were with the people who did that.
That really takes the fun out of it.
Oh, yeah, it's a long, long, hard trip.
I came from Arizona to Oklahoma City that way with some other fellows once, and I tried the floor even. The drive shaft and everything, nothing in that car was comfortable.
Well, we were in a station wagon. There were two couples, and two of us slept in the back while the other two drove, so it wasn't really so bad.
No.
We had a mattress in the back,
uh-huh.
And it was pretty comfortable, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We slept, Barb and I slept until about midnight, or what was it? Even, it was about 2 o'clock, I guess, and then this other couple got back there, and we drove. Mm-hmm. And we hit the border about breakfast time.
Say, that's a pretty nice way to go.
Yeah.
Have your luggage
what time did we leave here, Barb? In the evening?
7:30.
7:30 in the evening. See, we drove all night and got in there that. And then we crossed the border that morning and got into this place where we were going in the afternoon.
The
yeah, actually, it's a day and a night, a whole day and a whole night.
Well, that's like the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you can sleep.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, we don't want to know about stone walls. Oh, if your water pipes freeze, and then, let's say they've frozen, and then you go down and look at them, the water just all icicled out of them, what would you say has happened to them?
Pipes burst. Most all these questions are past tense. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, go check if it's burst or busted.
Uh-huh.
And things like that. Now, I asked you about drove. You say you drove, you have what?
Driven.
Sometimes this comes out driv, but this is a form that's quite obviously on its way out.
And you asked me about miles, and a lot of people will say just mile.
Yeah, 2 mile.
Yeah.
10 mile.
I suppose there's a lot of cross questions, check questions along through to verify whether you'd say it that way always or whether it's just.
Yeah, with that, and then just in visiting, it just comes out. Because our prescriptive books are way off key. Same way with riding. If you're going to ask someone about riding a horse and want to find out if he's ever done it, you'd say,
have you ridden a horse?
Mm-hmm. And another one, if a fellow was on a horse and the horse went up in the air and the fellow